Can probably hear me now. Great. Let's get the first technical difficulties out of the way so that we don't have to worry about it anymore. Whew, I was just saying that it's been so long since I've been live with you all and I have missed it. It has been, what a crazy end to 2025. It already feels like it's been a really big start to 2026. I have been a bit under the weather, so I may need to mute myself or change the screen if I'm going to sneeze. So, bear with me on that one. But I am thrilled to join you guys today. And for those of you who are new here and haven't listened to my show or been here, my name's Serena. I am a mom of a beautiful one-year-old boy. I am a intuitive advisor over at One to Listen. And I'm also the radio producer at 1-2 Radio. Here, I love to talk about ways that we can grow, ways that we can compassionately, kindly, and courageously grow. I want that to be the main mission of the conversations that we have here, because growth and healing is something that I'm really passionate about. And I think we need community in order to successfully do that in a way that we're being kind to ourselves, where we're giving ourselves grace through that process. And it's really important to me that you guys don't feel alone with everything going on. The world's crazy. We need community right now. So if this can be a little slice of community for you guys. I really wasn't doing my show that much last year, but that was because I had a less than a one-year-old now. Wow, has the world changed a little bit? He's growing up and he's beautiful and my world is evolving as a mom. It's great. And it's allowing me to be here more with you guys and I'm going to prioritize that. I'm really looking forward to that this year. And I just want to say, I see that Quelly is here, and my dear, it is so good to see you. Thank you. For those of you who are listening in on 1-2 Radio, you can always find me at my YouTube live stream, which is Life Journeys with Serena. Or you're welcome to listen in on 1-2 Radio if that's easier for you. Whether you have the app or you're just using a browser, you can go to 1-2radio.com, and you can just hit listen now, and that's where I'm going to be live every Tuesday morning at 8 a.m. And I'm checking the chat room on 1-2 Radio, and it looks like we aren't there yet. So that's fine. Quelly, girl, I'm so happy you're here. Thank you so much for jumping in. And the thing I want to talk to you guys about today is New Year's resolutions. New Year's resolutions I feel like people get really like passionate about it. I feel people who have a lot of opinions about whether or not New Year's resolutions should happen, about how they should happen, about really just, and for me, I get really excited about them. I love the idea of a fresh start. I love the idea of, I try to reflect and journal as much as I can. I realize that I want that energy throughout the year, right? I don't want to isolate that reflection, that feeling of creating a new start to just the 1st of January, just to the beginning of the year. Why can't we have that throughout the year? And with the resolutions that we all create, the idea is to keep it going throughout the year, but that never happens. Like, I've done this tradition with my husband for the past couple of years where we write out 13, we call them manifestations, or intentions, but they're basically resolutions. things that we want to bring into our new year. And we write each of them out onto individual pieces of paper. And on New Year's Eve, we burn 12 of them individually without looking at what they are. And we are setting the intention that as we burn it, we are requesting help from the universe. We are asking for the universe's input in making this happen for us. And it's something that talk about community right there, right? It's something that speaking your desires into existence is so powerful, and doing it in such a concrete way is something I've really valued. And the thing that I love about this tradition is you only burn 12 of your 13, and the 13th one you read, the only one that you read, and that's the one that's on you to make happen. And there's something that we've done it for a couple years now, and I've written down my 13 manifestations in my journal. So I was looking back on the last couple years of manifestations, and there's some really great ones that we achieved. Like, we had a baby. That was a big one a couple years ago. I started a YouTube channel. That was a big one. It's dabbled a little bit, but talk about not having that consistency or starting out really strong in the new year. Here I am, January 6th, going hard with YouTube. And that's one of my manifestations, is to commit to you guys this year. But then there's some fun ones that I was looking at. And, you know, I do a balance of really serious, you know, like financial goals, health goals, everything. And also fun ones like go on hikes more, or take, weekend trips with the family, or go see family more. You know, like there's a good balance that I try to keep in that list of manifestations. And it's interesting to see which ones, you know, I probably wrote down and completely forgot about. But I came up with an idea of how I want to take this tradition that I have to a new level, so that I can keep this energy going throughout the year and kind of have that January 1st New Year's resolution happen on the first of every month. Now, as a Sag, right, I want to rehaul everything. I see a fresh start as an opportunity to change everything, right? And to say, okay, the house needs to be more organized. I'm going to journal every day. I'm going to meditate every day. I'm going to work out 5 days a week. I'm going to eat no processed foods and baked all my own baked goods. And, you know, I list out all of these crazy things, and it's impossible to do that all at once. But I set my expectations so high that there's no way I can achieve it all at once. And I'm just setting myself up for disappointment in that way. So my plan is to space all of these things out so that there's one resolution, manifestation, intention, goal, whatever you want to call it, for each month. And I'm really, really curious about how this is going to work out. And my plan is that the first Tuesday of every month, I'm going to give you guys the update on what I'm focusing on that month. And I'll probably give you updates every show just to say, okay, I've been trying to do, you know, bullet journal. You know, one of them is bullet journal, which we can talk about because that's this month's. Bullet journal every day. Give you an update. How's that going? I have to incorporate that into my routine. Is it something I'm enjoying doing? And my hope is that these missions, these manifestations, these goals, they can build upon each other. So it's not just that I will do one just for January and drop it entirely and then take on the next one. Hopefully, I like it enough and I want to continue it enough that I'll be able to continue it throughout the rest of the year. And it's something I'm really curious to see how it's going to go. And I'm hopeful that all of us are going to be able to do some version of this together. I think it would be really cool if we could participate and support each other in this way. And that's something that I'm interested in starting and establishing here for everyone. I think this could be a great chance for us all to continue this rehaul of our life, this New Year's resolution energy throughout the year, support each other in that, and then, you know, hold each other accountable for it. I think it could be really powerful. So I created a little chart with all of my manifestations, and I want to show you guys what I have going on. If you look here, and I'll move myself around so you can see it all. One thing I was, and if you're listening on 1-2 Radio, I'll put this in the chat room too so you can see it. But one thing that I noticed is that when I was looking into, you know, what are the top four resolutions that everybody has? Because I have my own resolutions that I want to do, and I wanted to make sure that this is applicable to everybody, right? And that you can kind of change it around a little bit, but still maybe keep the categories the same and make it just, I wanted it to be something you guys could see yourselves doing. So I have four categories, and they're color-coded. And one is spiritual growth, and so I have things like bullet journal, daily gratitude, daily meditation. I think reflection and journaling and just putting pen to paper is a really important part of your spirituality. For me, at least, it's a really big part of mine. It's a part of my healing process. It's a part of my own growth as well. It allows me to really reflect back and look at past writing, and I really enjoy it. Whether it's sometimes I'm writing poetry, sometimes I'm just, you know, streaming whatever is coming to mind and just goes straight out onto the page. Sometimes it's gratitude journaling. And then I do want to incorporate daily meditation into my routine. I meditate frequently, but it's not a part of my day, if that makes sense. It's more of something I pull on when I need it. And I'd like for it to become more of my daily routine. And I'm so sorry, everyone. I'm going to sneeze. Hold on. All right, that worked. I'm back. Thanks for your patience. And so if you want to have spiritual growth as one of your categories, you can put studying tarot in here, or getting to know your astrology chart, or going to church, or participating in your spiritual community. There's so many things that you could apply here. And I think it should be, because one of the main things that I saw when I was doing some research, excuse me, with the main resolutions that people, the most frequent is that people have, is to be happier. And I think spirituality is a big part of being happy. I think whether it is because it provides you community, or if it gives you purpose, or if it'll provides you space to heal. That's a big part of it for me. Spirituality is a big part of happiness. I think without it, there's plenty of people who are very happy without spirituality. But for me, at least, and for the people in my world, having that relationship with yourself and relationship with spirit, or relationship with your intuition even, is a really important part of feeling fulfilled. So that's my first category. Then I have physical health. A really, really common New Year's resolution is taking care of your body, is working out more, is being healthier. And so I have daily yoga for April. I have a weekly hike for June, summer, right? I think that'll be a good. And then I have a 10-second handstand, which has been something I've been talking about mastering for like a year now, like pretty much ever since I wasn't pregnant anymore. I wanted to be able to do a handstand and to hold it, because I think that that reflects so much on my whole body's health. It feels like such a really great goal to have. And so this is one example. There's a couple in here. This is one example of one that I'm going to need to be working on throughout the year, but I have it in December. So I think I have plenty of time to be motivated, to lose that motivation, to jump back in, and to give myself some grace throughout that process. And so, but there are many things, you know, you could have workout 3 days a week, 5 days a week, whatever that number is for you. You could have go on a walk every day, stretch every day. You could, it could be more about things that you do with your family. Like you could say, we all go on a walk every day. You know, like it could be, you know, I take my dogs on 3 walks a day or whatever it is that fits your lifestyle. There's so many things that you could do in here. You could go to yoga classes or you could go to spin classes or you could try a dance class. You know, there's so many. Oh, Kat is here. Hi, my dear. Hi, love. Oh, I'm so glad you're here. Isn't this fun? I thought you'd love this. I'll send you the file. And if anybody wants to kind of mess with this and do it on their own, you can, I'll send you the file and you can, customize it to yourself. Yeah. So physical health, whatever you want it to be, but these are my focuses for physical health for the year. Then the other, this is another part of physical health, but I have healing foods as a category. I didn't want to put diet. I didn't want to put, you know, because this isn't a diet. The things that I want to do are all about eating clean, all about being really intentional with my foods. For some of you, it may be a diet. Maybe you say, I want to do keto. Maybe you say, I want to do paleo. Or, you know, I want to do intermittent fasting. You know, whatever you want to try, this is a great way to try it. One of the things that I've noticed with diet type things or when you have a resolution or a manifestation around food, we say, okay, I'm going to do this for the whole year. And that is so daunting. That is so intimidating. But saying, I'm going to do this for a month, I think that gives you enough time to try different approaches, to see how your body feels a few weeks in and say, wow, I love how my body feels on this new setup or with these foods or this style of eating. Like, because if you just do it for a couple of days, you don't really know. You need to do a couple weeks, right? And it also gives you that chance to say, okay, tried it. Not a fan. I don't like the lifestyle I have with this diet. I don't like the, and here I am using the word diet again, but I don't like the way I have to cook in order to make this food. I don't like the, because so much of our food impacts our lifestyle, right? So does our physical health routines. But figuring out how it fits into your routine, there's a lot of things that you could do here. And so the ones that I've chosen are, I need to switch into no processed foods. I was really good about this when I was pregnant. Oh boy, are the frozen pizzas really helpful right now with the kiddo. But I need, like, so my husband and I are both committed to, we are going to eliminate processed foods with the occasional going out every once in a while and having a meal out. But for the food that we have in our home, no processed foods. Like, so I'm going to tackle that. It's going to be a whole month of March. No processed foods. We got this. And hopefully that'll be something I can continue. I feel like that's one of those things where you kind of need to establish your system, and it takes a lot of intention and focus to establish your system and then be able to move on. Okay. Then the next one I have is cycle syncing. I've talked about this a lot on my show. I love cycle syncing. It is adjusting your food, your workout, and your lifestyle to support your hormones throughout the ebbs and flows of your 4 phases of your cycle as a woman. That is a very quick summary of it. I'm sure I will talk more about it. If you want to know more about this, you can find a couple of there's plenty of videos on my channel where I would talk about it in detail. But one thing I haven't done, I did it a little when I was, when we were trying to get pregnant because I wanted to have my cycle as healthy as possible. But the type of cycle syncing I did then was I did keto and I did, hormone feasting, and I balanced those two throughout my cycle. I can't do keto now. I'm breastfeeding. So I want to, I have this wonderful cookbook that has incredible recipes that supports your cycle throughout the four phases. And it's just, I've wanted to take a whole month to truly dedicate myself to these recipes and to these foods and to eat to support my cycle. And that's going to be August. It's going to happen. But I need to have that really intentional. I'm going to take this moment to really support my cycle. And hopefully I can establish routines and systems so that I can really carefully continue that throughout the rest of the year. So that's my next one for healing foods. And then for October, this is connected to no processed foods a little bit. But I love baking. It just takes time. And I want to bake all of our baked goods. And that's going to include tortillas, breads, hamburger buns, any pastries, everything. These are things I've all made, but I haven't established a system where I'm making it weekly, right? Or every couple days. So that's a system that I want to figure out how to incorporate into my routine. Okay, those are my healing foods. Now for the last one, we have financial growth. So this is a really big one for a lot of people going into the new year. Everyone wants to save more money. Everyone wants to invest more money. Everyone wants to pay off more debt, be more intentional with your money. So there's so many things that you could do here. You could say you want to save $5,000. You want to pay off a credit card. You want to maybe pay off your car. There's so many things that you could, you want to set aside money to buy a house for a down payment. You want to set aside money for your kid and start a savings fund for them or for your niece or nephew or your grandkid. Like there's so many little things that you could do and to have, and the interesting things here is this is also each month that you have a financial growth, you can set up a system that this is how I'm going to use my money intentionally this way this month. And hopefully that will be able to continue. But the ones that I have set up is for February, I have establishing a household budget. And that is just making sure that we're very intentional with all of the money that we have coming in, that we have going out, and tracking it all and establishing a system so that we're really on top of it. I have a very casual system and I'm ready to get really serious about it. So I'm going to be, you know, watching YouTube videos and learning from people who do this professionally and figuring out the best system for our family. For May, I want to set aside a savings goal, and this is one that will be continued throughout the year, but you can see that this is about halfway through the year. So that savings goal will be, I want to have saved X amount of money by the end of May, you know, about 6 months in. And if we aren't close to it by the time we get to May, the focus of May is going to be, okay, how can we readjust our lifestyle in order to make sure we hit this goal? If not by the end of this month, but by the end of the year, maybe. Like maybe we were too ambitious, or maybe we weren't ambitious enough and we already reached it. But to have that moment to really be intentional with our savings. And then come into November, I think it's also really important to talk about money this way. So I'm excited to have these conversations with you guys and be able to kind of remove the taboo feeling of talking about money. But investing is something that I think, especially we as women, we aren't encouraged to do, and is something that is truly powerful and sets ourselves, we can set ourselves up for success and use our money smartly. I am not a professional at all. I've dabbled in some investing and I want to learn more about it. So that's my intention of, I'm going to learn more about the best way that I can invest my money and start a conversation here with you guys about it. But those are my manifestations, intentions, goals, focuses, whatever you want to call it, for 2026. And I'm really excited about seeing how this goes. I'm excited about sharing this with you all. And I feel like we could do a really great job at supporting each other through this year. It's going to be a crazy year, and in really good ways and really big ways is what I feel. And I want to make sure that we have that community as we take it on, as we get ready for the whole year, right? So if any of you are interested in having that file, I can send it to you. You can update it however you'd like and make it and change the categories, change whatever you'd like. But let me know, and I'd be happy to share it for you. And please let me know if this is something you'd like to do. I'll be talking about it more frequently. Definitely will be a big update on the first Tuesday of every month, but I think I'll be mentioning it throughout all the shows. And yeah, that's what's happening this year on this channel. And hey, Mark. Oh my God, Mark just popped in. Thank you, my dear. I'm liking this slot. I think Tuesday mornings are going to feel really good. But I am, and Mark, also, if you missed it, you should go back and see what the game plan for the year is, just so you know. I am going to wind down for this first episode, this first show for you guys. It's going to be a short one. And just as we get our feet wet, in future shows, I will be giving readings. So if you join me on the YouTube chat and leave a question or just are interested in receiving a card or a message or have a specific question, I will be more than happy to connect with you live during the show and provide you with some insight with whatever comes through for you. And I am really looking forward to being here with you guys every Tuesday. Some of the shows may be just 30 minutes long, some may be 45. It really depends on my family and how we're feeling and the flow that I get into here talking to you all. But I want this to be a consistent space where we can all come together on Tuesday mornings. And I also want it to be a space where you guys can, where we can hold ourselves accountable for the goals that we have and support each other gracefully through the big aspirations that we have. I think it's really important that we have that community here, and that's what I want to create with you guys. I do have a couple of announcements. We have a big, big predictions show for 2026 coming up on Friday. It is going to be on 1-2 Radio, so you can listen there, but you can also listen here on the on my channel here. I'll be simulcasting. We have, I believe the number right now is 10 advisors from 1-2 Listen who are going to be joining me to talk about the coming year, to talk about 2026, and the ways that we can spiritually, emotionally, mentally prepare and set ourselves up for success. I am so honored to be hosting it. I'm going to be there'll be some pre-recorded and we'll chat about what each advisor said, and then I'll be interviewing about half of them and live with you all. And it's going to be really fun. So it'll be Friday, January 9th. It's a big lineup. So we're breaking it up into two segments. We've got the first group of five at 9 a.m. Pacific time and the second group of five at 1:30 p.m. Pacific time. So you guys will get plenty of reminders. Make sure if you go to 1-2listen.com, you sign up for the newsletter. That way, you just have to put in your email and your name, and that's it. And that way, you'll get all the updates from Mark about, you know, the countdown and everything that's happening and all the information and who's a part of it. And otherwise, I will be available at 1-2listen.com throughout the week. If I'm not signed on online, you can always send me a callback request or send me a message and ask when I'll be available next or try to schedule a call. I would love to connect with you all. And I think I'm gonna sign out here and get ready for the rest of the morning of radio. We have C.A. Brooks coming on with Everyday Astrology at 9 a.m. You can find her on 1-2 Radio, or you can go to her YouTube channel, Everyday Astrology. And then we also have Kelly Whetstone at 10 a.m. with Empowerment. She's also 1-2 Radio, also on YouTube, Kelly Whetstone. and then we have the Katie Weaver Show at 11 a.m., which on 1-2 Radio and on her YouTube channel. And so, you guys, I'm so excited to be a part of the Tuesday crew. We have a wonderful morning. lined up for everybody, and I'm so glad you all were here to join me. I will see you all on Friday at 9 a.m., but then I will see you also on Tuesday morning at 8 a.m. All right, you guys. Enjoy your wonderful Tuesday. Enjoy the rest of your week, and I will see you all next time.